Welcome to the International Institute of Directors and Managers audio seminar on what real leaders do and fake ones don't. My name's John Mullen, and with me is Ian Berry, business advisor, professional speaker, author, and mentor. Ian's a dynamic yet down-to-earth teacher of unchanging principles and how to apply them successfully in ever-changing ways and in your own way. Ian, what is leadership and how does it differ from management?
Well, I think first of all, leadership is fundamentally about people and management is fundamentally about process. I call leadership an art and management a science. A definition I would give: leadership is the art of inspiring people to bring everything they are to everything they do. Management, on the other hand, is the science of making it easy for people to bring everything they are to everything they do. So leadership, first of all, is about people. It's about effectiveness. It's about knowing why and what. It's about doing the right things. It's about influence. It's about relationships. It's about outcomes. It's about commitment. It's about innovation. It's about development. It's about trust. And in many ways, management is the opposite of those things. It's about systems as opposed to people. It's about efficiency as opposed to effectiveness. It's about knowing how and when as opposed to knowing why and what. It's about doing things right as different to doing the right thing. It's about standards. It's about tasks, processes, competency, administration, maintenance, control, those kind of things. A lot of people see life as one thing or another thing. Jim Collins, in the book Built to Last, called it the tyranny of either or. And often people see leadership and management this way. You know, today we're doing leadership, tomorrow we're doing management. And I think that's a serious error. What we should be doing is looking at how we can lead and manage at the same time. Let me give you an example. We've said that leadership is about outcomes. Leadership is about knowing why, and it's about knowing what. Management, on the other hand, is about processes, and it's about knowing how and when. So an example might be that I'm having a yarn to one of my employees, and at the start of the discussion, what I would be talking about is why we need to go in a certain direction and what that direction might be. And I would engage in conversation with the employee about why they think it's important to go in a certain direction and what they think would be valuable as we go in this particular area. That's leadership. When it comes to talking about how we're going to go where we're going and when we're going to go there, that's management. It's more about the process issues, whereas leadership is more about the outcomes issues. Now, I think depending on where you sit in an organization, the percentages of which you lead and manage may be different. It seems to me that the CEO, managing director level is probably 9 times out of 10 more leadership than management. It's more about why and what, it's more about outcomes, it's more about the big picture, whereas middle management level would probably have a higher balance of management than leadership. That's more about how and when, it's more about the processes that we're going to adopt in order to achieve the direction that has been set by the top. But having said that, in my experience, if the top leaders are not engaging the middle management, and indeed every employee in the organisation in some way, in the why and what, then the how and when's not going to be as effective. It's the leader's job to sell the vision, if you like. Although I have to say, in my experience, I think the vision thing is a dead thing. It's been talked about for so often. People go away on all sorts of retreats to exotic places to create the vision. And I have to say that at one stage of my career as a business advisor, I used to do that. And I've been all over the world to some of the most exotic places. And at the end of the day, what happens is you come back to the organization and there's been no engagement. And in fact, this was very vivid for me a few years ago. I'm sitting in the foyer of a client of mine and they're going to present me with this wonderful plaque of the vision that we've created. And in this occasion, happened to be Vanuatu. And as I'm sitting there waiting for the managing director to come out, two employees walked past and one turned to the other and said, "What a bunch of you know what." And I followed these people down the, the hallway and I engaged in conversation with them, and their advice to me was typical. Why say it if you're not going to live it? Why talk about it if it's not going to happen? Why say these things if no one around here is going to do these things? And so while the top leaders do leadership perhaps more than middle management, the art of leadership and the science of management is about engaging people every day, at every level, in every way, and so that we all go where we're going together and we get there in the shortest possible and most cost-effective time.